drops. Noise from Vegas.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. You know what that means, don't you? Oh my God, Friday night! Time for the greatest internet radio show ever. Anyone?
Spankwagon Radio, baby. Radio UK, you're too easy to please, my friend.
Tonight, a special episode.
That some motherfucker almost forgot about.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
I should have won by default.
Well, you're stuck in this now. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, it's the Saturday Morning Cartoon Challenge.
I still say the Saturday Morning Main Event's a better name for it.
Sunny days are here again. You guys are not going to get any of the fucking questions. I mean, you'll get one or two.
Okay, our listeners are brutal. I mean, there's a level of brutality that they're going for. Oh my God.
Yes. It is a brutal one.
We have got light packages now.
I don't know if a light qualifies as a light package.
Suspend disbelief. We've got light package. We've got the cams going. We've got this game show is huge because we've been talking this up now.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge, I tell you.
Huge. It's going to be like most of tonight's show, I think.
So huge one person don't want to do it and so huge that the other person forgot about it.
You know? And so huge that I started working on it this morning. Wait, no. Will that one crash the stream? No, it won't.
I've always had it. I never realized
that. No, you're right. You have. Never mind. I'm shutting up now. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to begin the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, bitches.
And I'm your host, Trencher.
What? Why is the camera on me? You can't even see me.
Dude, no, you can see you better than you can see me because my one light is gone.
What happened to your one light anyway?
We're using it as part of the lighting package.
Gotta love the studio.
Yeah, but you know what? I love the LV Rock studio. I mean, if anything is done, it's not even like baling wire and bubble gum. I mean, it is duct tape and gaffer's tape and Christmas lights. Oh, wait, where's my Christmas lights? There they are. As we have finally made it past the most dreaded of holidays, Thanksgiving, into the most dreaded of other holidays, Black Friday, which now is going to really start taking on a new twist. Fucking, hi, I'm in New York. I want to save $30 on a TV at Walmart.
Well, that's the thing.
Ah!
I don't even know if my ass would be at the door. I'd just be like, as soon as I see people barging in, I'll be over in the fucking eating McDonald's in the Walmart or some breakfast or some shit. I'd be like, yeah, you motherfuckers are on your own.
What level of ghetto do you have to be to storm into a Walmart?
Come on, honey, they got themselves a good toilet paper on sale.
All right, let's get that two-ply.
Someone, get me Blu-ray player. I want to get that Larry the Cable Guy DVD and that there Blu-ray.
But the thing is, what's amazing to me is that if you know you got hordes and crowds of people There's no kind of fucking supervision. You know how people are, man. People got no common sense. So the thing is, there's no cops out there. There's nothing to resist a mob, a crowd coming in there. What if they came in and stole a bunch of stuff and ran the fuck out?
I think they were expecting white people. That's why there weren't crowds there.
Long Beach.
It wasn't Long Beach. I mean, Long Island. Long Island, New York.
Same shit.
It's a bunch of fucking Guidos is what it is.
Hey, what about the toilet? Hey, this toilet paper, did the double ply?
That is the worst Italian accent I've ever heard.
I never claimed to have a good one.
So
ever.
Why did you try? Why did you try?
Because I have to at least try
and fail.
Well, now I'm on your level. Now I'm on your level. All right.
Yeah, keep trying, ass wipe.
Okay.
He's lost for
no. No, I mean it's like I don't know which one is worse. I don't know if. If sitting there opening the door and getting trampled is worse than the person that's outside doing the trampling, which one is worse? You know what I'm saying? I know one person is doing their job. But
what, standing there as a human casualty? All right, little Johnny, you're up front. You're this year's fodder.
What?
Now, would you stay in front of a crowd of all those people? That's what I'm saying.
If I saw a crowd of people like that at the door, I'd simply get the manager to go over into Sporting Goods and grab a bullhorn.
Yeah.
Go stand up on the roof. And tell people, get into an orderly line along the side of the building, or we're not opening the
door.
We're
going to start picking you off like at the Mall of Dawn of the Dead.
Exactly. Burt Reynolds.
So, I mean, it's like, I don't know if it's worth the $7 an hour to get ran over by a herd of people.
No, fuck that.
You know, and my question now is, what's Walmart going to do for the family?
I think it's partly Walmart's responsibility.
Probably
oh, absolutely.
Give a discount on Kirkland toilet paper.
Yeah, no shit. No, it absolutely is Walmart's responsibility. They put that guy there. They put him there without any safety net, literal or figuratively at all.
Would have been great if he would have hopped up on the counter like Bruce Campbell from the end of Shaun of Darkness.
There you go. Yes.
That'd be tight.
Kaboom!
But that's the thing. If you know all these people's gonna rush in, you have no kind of you have employees up there to get ran over. I mean, it's not just like one person got ran over that was in the crowd.
No, it was
we're talking a group of people getting ran over. It's kind of like
200 people ran through there.
It's
kind of
like,
kidding me?
Can you imagine the supervisor? I mean, where was the supervision on this whole thing? Because I know it for a fact because I was at Best Buy. I actually did this shit the one time, and I think I talked about on the show last year how shitty it was waiting outside all fucking morning for fucking nothing. The computers were all
you get nothing.
Exactly.
You lose. Good day, sir.
I got absolutely nothing out of it. And I was in that, you know, in the line for 3 hours. And the line at Best Buy was going all the way around the block.
You know, and it's a typical stunt of these stores where they say, hey, we have a $5 laptop, but only three in stock, and
extremely
they're all hoarded by the employees.
Extremely limited quantity.
You know, exactly. It's just a stunt. And you said it best on one of your tweets on Twitter. What are you people doing out there today? Wait a week. Our economy is shit. Walmart, Target, Kmart, Big Brand, Small Brand, all these stores are going to go.
Everybody.
We need more sales. Better discounts.
Yep. The discounts started early, and they're going to get steeper. Places in the mall today, in the fashion show mall, wife was telling me about, places had 30 to 60% off signs at front, and the managers are already talking how they're going to go up to 80% by Christmas.
Damn. Yeah, shopping now is just, in this economy, and it's amazing.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not worth it. So if there ever was a spank wagon saves you a buck, a suggestion, that fro is kind of distracting.
Isn't it?
If there's ever a spank wagon saves you a fucking buck, it's the fact of don't Christmas shop until Christmas Eve.
Yep. Well, I don't know about Christmas Eve, but I think probably about 2 weeks before Christmas is where it's going to hit its real good peak. That's where you'll at least be able to get things before they get completely sold out.
Right.
So also, always look online.
Well, that's the next thing. I know that media has attempted to create this thing called Cyber Monday. Do we think that there's going to be that much of an impact for this? Or is this going to be hit as bad as brick-and-mortar retailers?
Well, in seeing what ads I've been getting the last week for what Newegg, Amazon, Mac Mall, and a couple of other places were doing today, I can't imagine Monday will be anything. The only thing I'm looking forward to on Monday is, of course, the standard 72-hour Woot-Off. That's the only thing I'm really looking forward to on Monday.
The Woot-Off?
You've never seen Woot.com?
No, sir.
Woot.com is a great site. Woot.com. Here, this is your Spankwagon Saves You a Buck segment for this week. Woot.com. Woot.com has all kinds of stuff, whether it be wine, Roombas, gadgets, the inevitable bag of crap. They have it all the time, and it's the same thing every day. Limited amount of items, $5 flat rate shipping. There it is. Now, the deals are great. They're outstanding, but it's one deal, one day. So when they sell out, that's it for the day. You got to come back tomorrow. But every once in a while, they do something called the Woot Off, and the Woot Off is where they just sell everything. As soon as something's sold out, they move on to the next item. As soon as that item's sold out, they move on to the next item. The bag of crap really is – bag of crap and the bandolier of carrots are the two items that you're always looking for, because the bandolier of carrots is just funny. Bag of crap, though, it is a brown paper bag. It could be anything. Guys have gotten laptops in this $5 bag of crap. Guys have gotten a bag of pretzels and an empty Capri Sun carton in them. So you could be getting anything in it, but the bag of crap is always worth checking out. Now, let me see what's on Woot right now.
This is WOOT.com.
WOOT.com. Let's see here. Right now, they are selling a SanDisk Sansa E260 4-gig media player with Griffin media leather case, $29.99. It is refurbished, but it's $30 with a $5 shipping.
That's not a bad price.
So, you know, you can always find things on Woot. Oh, the side deal right now is a 2-gig flash drive for $1.99. A Mitsubishi 60-inch DLP LCD for $9.79, and a 17-inch LCD monitor for $99.
Interesting.
Those are little side deals that they run. But usually you just get one item, one day, that's it. And the descriptions are always funny, too. Like on this one, the description for product info, it says, "Young love. Remember when you were a kid and you had a crush on that older boy or girl? You'd write their name with yours and stare at them from across the playground or the pool, and you'd sigh. And you'd say, one day your jerk face, or excuse me, and then one day your jerk face mom or dad would find out and tell you the secret to writing someone." So they have these long, drawn out product descriptions that are inevitably hilarious when you get towards the end. So it gets all the way down to the end of this thing, and they start talking about they integrate the product into it. The Woot Off is very, very cool. It's always, like I said, one day, one deal, except for when they do the Woot Off, and the Woot Off is always fun. You can find – I've seen Roombas, which usually go for $2.99 retail. I've seen them go for $100.
Okay.
So Woot, if you like gadgets and all kinds of weird stuff, they have a lot of electronics, but then there's some off-the-wall stuff too. Like I said, the wine is always fun. You get the box of like seven different wines from around the world. But Woot.com, that's your spank wagon saving you a buck.
Well, now my next question then, I mean, how many of us are actually going to go out there and shop online – for Christmas?
Absolutely.
You do? Because I don't. I'm not much of an online shopper.
I've never shopped online one year for Christmas. I've always gone to the stores and just find some shit. Yeah.
Well, remember, I've got family all over the country, spread out all over the place. Most of my
family's here, so I guess I could say that probably for me is not that. Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, I just usually go to stores here and just find something.
We almost always buy our nephews their gift. We almost always buy it on ToysRUs.com, which is actually Amazon.com, and have it shipped directly to them with a card. It's generally what we do. There's a couple of other relatives we do that for.
Now, in that case, yeah, if I had a lot of relatives out of town, I think I would do it. But for relatives in town, just like go to gift cards.
Well, you know, and that's,
gift cards is really the big thing.
And that's actually. Like, gift cards, but the problem with gift cards, and I'll tell you right now, in this economy with stores and shit going out of business, this happened to Sharper Image. Sharper Image went out of business and bankrupt themselves. They had $2 million worth of gift cards out there that don't get counted.
Until they're used.
No, yeah. Well, they didn't get counted in the bankruptcy. So if you had a gift card and they closed, you just had a piece of plastic was worthless.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, Murph may have bought me a $20 gift card. And now,
what are you going to buy at Sharper Image for $20?
Hold on.
The shipping on a $4,000 set of headphones.
Yeah, that'd be it. That's exactly it. But what I'm saying is, you got me. You gave
me
a
gift
card.
Yeah, you're out of luck.
I'm shit out of luck, and you are too, because you spent money for nothing.
Yeah, and you know me, I'm generally not a fan of gift cards. I prefer to actually go out and find something for the person.
And that's how I used to be.
Cheese log.
Hickory
Farms.
That's how I used to be before you find that. everybody has all this, you know, different shit.
It's not everybody. It's one certain couple we know that has everything that they could ever want.
Well, and I'll admit, I mean, I get lucky, or I know who I'm shopping for. And I think you did that for his birthday. I did it a couple years ago for Christmas, where I got you True Brit, the book.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it was awesome.
It's just knowing that one gift. It doesn't have to be a huge gift or an expensive gift. It's just, hey, that fits the personality.
That's why I got you your birthday present, the one I did.
Oh, which one was that?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Fits your personality. No, because he hid on his birthday purposefully.
When?
This year.
Oh, yeah, this year I didn't bother telling anybody it was my birthday. And if no one's going
to
remember.
You didn't bother telling anybody? No. You went out of your way to disappear the day before, the day of, and the day after. Jackie and I went back and we were talking about it. I was like, where has Mark been? He's been under a rock.
No, I went to work.
Yeah, that's story pretty, of your life.
Yeah, go to work.
Well, all right, moving right along.
Well, what I was going to do originally on the point. Not as far as the shopping goes, but the point of who you think should get the responsibility? You think it should lie on Walmart itself? The guy who got killed. Yeah, or the people who stormed the store and stumped them.
I think that they need to review that surveillance tape. And I think they need to do a couple different things. First off, yeah, Walmart's going to have to be held responsible, in my opinion.
It's not providing a safe work environment right,
right
there.
Right, that's pure and simple. Secondly, Reverend even pointed this out, why they lock the fucking doors. But
to give everyone that big emotional thrill. Oh, my God, I'm in the store. I've got to buy everything in sight.
At a Walmart.
Give me that Trace Atkins DVD. I need some new banjo strings. possum casserole.
Most of Walmart. And I think also, they're going to go over that surveillance tape, and they're going to find the person.
Good luck.
You know what? They found the assholes who threw snowballs and ice balls at that one football game a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
Then you have the receipts. There's a tracking mechanism behind it. But stumping a person, I mean, it's really hard to blame. It could be someone fell on the person.
You know what?
A kid got pushed over, and they actually stepped on them because they got fucking pushed, and they try to hold themselves up.
That is very likely. Now, the thing is, you got to remember, these people are going into shop. If they don't notice that they killed somebody, they're just going to find every surveillance tape of that person throughout the entire store, right up to the very split second he uses his or her debit card or credit card.
Unless they use cash.
And that's the only pitfall. If it's card and they've got it on camera and they've got that individual on camera all the way through the store, sold, done.
Yeah, any good defense attorney will say, prove that my client's the one who killed him.
And that's the thing. It's like, how do you break it down from the elbow, from the one who got pushed, from if some 500 fat fucker was tripped up and fell and crushed him and then got up and kept on
They're
going
not
going
to be
store?
Able to find I an mean, individual, but Walmart definitely will be held in a wrongful death.
Damn well better be. And they better be paying more than $7 an hour for the person's life.
And I tell you, when I was at that Best Buy, I was going to tell you the second half of it. There was cops. I mean, every store that I went to that day, it was a lot of cops.
Especially
at Best Buy.
That's just you.
The cops.
You need to shop in better neighborhoods.
Actually, not this time. It was a lot of cops that helped the employees keep people from barging in, because it could have been the same thing, barging in and everything like that. But you know, when there's cops there with the guns, you know what I mean, it kind of gives people get fucking civilized all of a sudden, you know what I'm
like,
saying?
Oh shit, there's a chance I'm going to get shot. Hello gentlemen, please, no, you can go fast.
Yes, go ahead, buy your cheese log. No, that's okay. Your 4-year-old can continue peeing on me.
I will remain here until called upon by the people inside.
You are 6,432 in line. You are not going to get that iPod, my friend.
And that's just it. They're teasing people. It's become. Yeah. I saw it on like CNN today. It's becoming a sporting event almost. You know, they're treating it as, you know, get the people in and get those 5 people and get the iPod for a buck. And then everybody else, here you go, $3.99. What? But your catalog and flyers. No, limited.
But you can have this one.
Okay. Yeah.
Then people take it because people got to make it worth their time being in the fucking line.
That's just it. They're sitting there going, it's bait and switch, yes, but I don't want to look like I am not a good consumer.
And
so
I've been
in
line for 19 hours.
Yeah, so I better buy something.
Ass cheek will never regain full feeling.
So yeah, stupid people on Black Friday. Yet again, another spank wagon that falls on Black Friday. All I can say is,
dude.
Yeah,
every spank wagon is Black Friday.
So suspend disbelief. So
woo!
How many? Have you guys ever done Black Friday? Have you guys ever done Black Friday shopping?
No.
Like I said, I only did that one time last year, and I never did shit again.
Never have. Any of you guys ever work in a retail environment on Black Friday?
No, I have not.
What is that like?
Dude, okay. You've never had a dog, have you?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. Did that dog die?
Yeah, it has, yes.
Did someone drag that dog out into the street, string it up by its tail, and beat it with a stick?
No.
Because that would be a better feeling than what it's like to actually work on Black Friday.
Oh, damn. See, I used to work in restaurants when Mother's Day came around. That was hell. Or Easter. Oh, that was pure hell. I've never worked a retail environment. Like, here, I'm helping you. I'm a retail counter person.
Dude, retail on Black Friday blows ass. Because, you can never park there. You have to always, no matter what the store, you always have to park off-site and they ship your ass in. Back when I worked for Apple back in the day, that was horrific. I had to lie and say that I was there picking up some stuff that I wasn't there to work because there was no way I wanted to park like 6 blocks away and have them shuttle your ass over. People are rude. People are inconsiderate. And they think that their time is worth more than yours.
Yeah.
So. Wow. That's sad. That's very sad. That's a human condition thing that, you know, it's kind
so
of
what's fun. The worst incident that happened to you on a
Black Friday?
Yeah.
I had to work.
Well, I mean that. Was there anybody in particular or anything like
Dude,
that?
Dude, it all blurs together in one horrific experience.
Yeah, Revan in the chat room says, I've worked enough Black Fridays. Oh, fuck that shit.
You do that shit all no right. more, huh?
So you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever.
Greatest.
And tonight we have the game show episode. This is what we've been dealing with or leading up to. We're wondering why Mr. Derek forgot.
You know, I want to bring up something about the game show, and I understand this is a big deal and all tonight, but I think as maybe kind of in tribute or in memoriam of the guy who got trampled, we should postpone the game.
We are not postponing this at all one bit.
I think that's
really un-American of you to do that. No, it's very American to me because if an American stamped his ass into the fucking linoleum of a fucking Walmart where everything's made in goddamn China anyway, it's more American for you to stay here and defend those Korean cartoon trivia knowledge things you have in your head.
I think you're being unfair to that guy and his family.
No, I think you want to pansy out, and therefore I am calling
you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bitch. Fro bitch.
Look.
Look, you fro bitch.
I just think it'd be maybe we should wait a week.
Why? Why am I going to wait a week? Because I worked my ass off making sure all the fucking questions were ready. Decaf and I have been Decaf and I have been working our asses off making sure everything made sense. We made sure we had rules, structure, and form. We have been begging our kick-ass listeners to give us questions for a month.
Look.
And they have answered.
Look. Hear me out, okay? What this guy's family is going through, I think it's
important
to know.
Is irrelevant to you?
No, it's not irrelevant to me. This guy was a human being, and I think it's rather insensitive of us to just go on about our daily business as we normally would.
Okay, I'll give a little background. Because I was talking to Murphy earlier today, right? And I just start asking him some just off questions about cartoons and seeing what he knows.
Shut up, dude.
And I asked him like 3 questions.
Okay, look, if it's not Jim, I just don't know.
The dude wasn't even fucking close. he wasn't fucking close at fucking all. I said, dude, you better do some researching. You better brush up on some shit because these questions that our wonderful listeners put out, they're going to fucking kill.
Yeah, and you know what? Let me say that one more time. Our listeners really came forward and really put up some... I gotta spoil it right now. These are hard fucking questions.
Now, has anyone gone through and verified these answers? Not with the sources that they cited that I'm sure these guys very well could have concocted on their own. Has anyone actually gone to, say, like a Hanna-Barbera or Warner Brothers,
yes,
something like that? You've gone
to
that.
I have verified
I have flown to the companies.
Has anyone verified your verification?
Yes, I verified.
Has an outside... an independent counsel, if you will, have they verified your verification of his verification with the companies?
Yes.
I'm going to call bullshit right now. This is completely unfair. You guys are stacking the deck against me.
We're not.
You are stacking the deck against me.
These are the same questions we're going to ask Derek from Comic Oasis, comicoasis.com.
And who's to say that Derek and these people in the chat room who don't like me very much, and that's fine because I'm not here for your people amusement, who's to say that he and them have not gone together and built these websites and faked being representatives from the companies that you say you verified with? Who's to say he has not done this?
We got verification because we use the same lawyer as Real Kids Radio, and we all know that that's legitimate shit right there.
All right, dude, you got a point. I can't fight that. I can't fight that.
No, no, you can't.
How's that new time slot working out for you, Kev?
God.
Or the lack of the...
We've gone nine months without mentioning them, and all of a sudden the floodgates open up.
The most compatible voices in radio that are no longer together because one dude has to work late at Best Buy, I guess.
Well, we know
they're busy tonight. By the way, just I have to bring this up. When that whole thing went down, Kevin, if those of you that don't know and didn't do any research on it, Mr. Scampoli was in fact on a probation, I would guess.
Yeah, he should be off now.
He was. When he was off, he went through the big thing on his show and explained it all.
Congratulations.
Yeah, kind of doesn't jive with any of the information obtained by the court, the police, or any of the witness statements. Well, but hey, congratulations, Kevin. I'm sure glad that you managed to
did
push
he, did he at least meet the requirement of the GED?
He did meet the requirement of the GED.
Good. Now he actually gave... I will honestly and legitimately say he's earned one kudos point in my book because you know how big I am on education.
Well, so. You know he earned a big kudo point with me.
What's that?
When he knocked a woman down, broke her collarbone, and spit in her mouth.
Well, everybody has their thing and their kink.
I got an idea. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? And when we come back, we're going to go over a very interesting conversation I had with a representative of the Mormon Church.
They scare me.
Spankwagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spankwagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
Touch of a world that is older. I hit the switch and check the number. I leave it on and then I slumber. I hear the rhythm ringing through it. Flamenco guitar and cumbia music. I hear the talking of the DJ. The devil listen, what does he say? I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. Yeah.
Mexico.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present to you a dramatic reading of an online chat. Your character actors tonight are Mr. Murphy from the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour and Trencher from that other internet radio show called Spankwagon.
Hello, Steven. So I have some questions about Mormonism.
How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Awesome. I'd be happy to answer them for you.
Okay, so question number one. Why are all those guys in the white Viva Vendetta masks protesting outside your churches?
I'm glad to hear that.
Does it have anything to do with Tom Cruise acting all crazy on Oprah and fighting with the chick from the VW commercials?
Personally, I'm not sure why people might be protesting outside our churches. The purpose of this site is to answer any doctoral questions about the church.
Oh, okay.
Do you have questions about our doctrines?
Well, I do have some questions that fall into that category.
Perfect. I can help you with that.
Why don't Mormons celebrate birthdays or other holidays? I'm sorry, that came out kind of rude.
Well, actually, we do celebrate birthdays and holidays. It wasn't rude. No worries.
Are you sure? Because Prince is always talking about he doesn't, and that struck me as strange.
Jehovah's Witnesses are actually the ones that don't celebrate those things.
Oh. Wow. Okay, well, there's that answer. So, okay, cool. I have some more.
Okay. I'm glad I could help clear that up for you.
So, why do Mormons in Pennsylvania ride in those buggies with the horses and not use electricity? I mean, you guys up there in BYU have power in cars. Why don't they?
Why, those people in Pennsylvania are actually Amish, not Mormons.
Oh, heck. Well, okay then.
They live off the land and don't use electricity or anything.
Alrighty. So next, what's the significance of not eating pork? I love bacon.
Is there anything else I can answer for you? Well, we actually do eat pork. Jewish people don't eat pork.
Damn it. I guess I just don't get it.
They don't eat pork because it's not considered a clean meat. Now, is there something I can explain further for you?
So, okay, you guys aren't the ones who touch little kids, and you're not the ones who drank all the Kool-Aid. Which ones are you guys?
We're the ones that provide disaster relief to people in need. We send out our missionaries to preach the word of God. You may have seen them, actually. They travel in pairs. They always wear white shirts and black name tags.
Sorry. Never heard of Mormons doing anything like that. But the name tag thing sounds cool. How do I get one of those?
The name tags are designed to our missionaries.
That's designated.
And I'm fucking up. The name tags are designated to our missionaries.
You're fucking up the radio of the mind, dude.
I know. Do you have any questions about our beliefs?
Well, how do I become a missionary?
Well, first you need to be a member of the church.
Wait, does that mean I have to go to church every Sunday?
Have you ever heard of the Book of Mormon? Going to church is a privilege. I learn something new every time I go. It's fantastic!
I think so. Didn't the guards at Guantanamo get into trouble for throwing the prisoners' copies of the Book of Mormon in the toilet?
I'm not sure about anything like that. Do you attend a church right now?
Well, if I gotta go to church each week, that's a deal breaker. I usually spend my Sunday morning sitting naked on my couch eating Cheetos.
Have you ever read the Bible?
Oh yeah, I did. It was great. I read the whole series. I never would have guessed that Snape kills Dumbledore.
Do you have any more questions about our doctrine?
So is it true your leader got the idea by looking into a hat full of rocks he could translate a language that no one had ever heard of? Steven? Hello? Hello? You're not really Ashton Kutcher, are you? Have I been punked?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a dramatic reading from an internet chat. Now tune in to the rest of Spankwagon Radio as we use other kitschy voices and radio shtick.
So I guess I better give a little background on this now.
Yeah, you better. It's in our forum for anybody who actually wants to read it. And I'll tell you, it is ROTFL good.
Apparently, on the LDS website, there is a live chat where you can ask a Mormon a question. And this is just abused all to hell. There's a phone number you can call, too, that we should probably play with sometime.
Maybe we might do that down the road.
Yeah. But so that was my conversation with Steven.
Yeah, Steven in the chat room.
In their little chat.
What chat was it?
It's just a little one-on-one Flash-based Java chat, or a Flash chat, so I couldn't copy and paste it. I had to do screenshots.
Okay. Yarr. Damn clever you actually did the screenshots.
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious. I think there was one that was actually funnier than mine.
Oh, someone actually, this is like a site that's collecting these?
No.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. One more time. Sorry. It's just on one of the websites I frequent, and let me see if I can find it. Hang on. Stretch.
Okay, I've got nothing to work on, and he's telling me to fucking stretch. Decaf, how you doing over there?
I'm doing all right.
What'd you think about that dramatic reading, sir?
Well,
Until I lost my fucking...
Yeah, it was good until you lost your...
Composure.
Yeah. But the thing is, I just sent in the link. There was a cartoon that I saw. I don't know if you guys seen it. You seen it, the Mormon band cartoon?
Yes,
it's like 5-6 minutes to explain the Mormon religion. I swear to God, it's got to be one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It is so hilarious. And it's so, like, you cannot, the Mormon religion tries to deny certain facts, you know. Oh, we don't hold anything against people of color. You know, all these kind of things where it's straight out, you know. They hold things against people of color.
The people who were neutral got turned into darkies. What?
Exactly.
So here's the other chat that I found. So the guy starts off with, "I'm a Scientologist. Is there something I can help you understand about us? I've started thinking that Scientology is just really crazy. And you were interested to learn if our church might be a better path for you? I meant, you guys are as batshit as we are, so we should seriously have a holiday mixer."
That's good, actually. That's very good. So, where are we going from here?
I don't know, dude.
We're still waiting. Here's what's going on, folks. For those of you who don't know, we have everything ready for the game show except one of the contestants. Right before the show, we gave Derek a call just to remind him, because that's a courtesy thing you do. And he knew, he forgot. Can't blame the dude. It is Black Friday, after all. So, you know, we're not going to blame or anything like that.
Shouldn't we call
it
Him Friday?
Hip. Oh. Come on. No. Dude, that ain't even funny.
No.
Why don't you call him on the fucking phone line, find out where the fuck he is? Yeah,
you know what? That's a great question. Why don't you get him on the phone?
All right. Why don't you give me that card back so I can work on that?
Look, let me just tell you this. I think since he forgot, it should be an automatic
win
for me.
It's not a forfeit. The minute he shows, I'm switching gears.
No. See, here's the thing. It was supposed to be the show. The entire show was supposed to be this.
I planned only
so
an hour
by
of the show.
Him not showing up,
you
that's him,
with him.
That's him
call.
Forfeiting and saying that he does not wish to participate. And I think that's an automatic win for me.
You know, you have a good point of view, but I don't care. You know how your mom used to tell you.
Are you sure you're not a Republican?
You know, you used to gum up, you have a good point of view to your mom, and your mom says, and why? Because I said so.
Yeah, because I said so.
Because he said
hold
so.
Hold on. Shh. He's probably seeing this number going, I'm not answering. He's hiding from us.
See? Again, forfeit.
If he chooses.
I think if it goes to voicemail, I think it's a forfeit.
No, if it goes
your
to
voicemail. Call has been forwarded
see?
To an automatic
look.
Voice message that's system. Hold on. 7.
Oh, we better not let that
so
play.
That's,
la,
that's,
la, la, la,
well,
la.
8. Nope. Nope. Bring it up again. Let's see. If there we go. Okay, bring it up. Let's leave him a voicemail. I'll leave him a voicemail. Hi, Derek. It's Chris Murphy from Spankwagon Radio. As evidenced by your non-appearance here on our show, I think we're actually going to take this as a forfeiture on your part. No.
You are not taking this as a forfeiture.
He's not here. This
he
is a
will
forfeit.
Be here.
Derek, look, the show has started.
He
You're
is more
not
solid
here.
Than you.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's, you know, there's got to be procedure in place for this. And
procedure
by,
is when he shows up, we start the game.
Now, wasn't he the only one to show for your birthday?
Yeah.
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 And he was a big daddy guest invite.
Yes.
Yeah, mine all said, meep. So I just think, is it still recording?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we'll know when it's done.
I think by Derek's failure to appear, it would be, you know, when you have a summons from a judge, if you're not in the judge's chambers at 9:45, there's a warrant for your arrest. So I think he's forfeited his freedom, and the same thing. Our show starts at 7.
Forfeiture actually a word?
Forfeiture is actually a word.
It is English.
Derek has forfeited his
No, Derek has every no, because it's Spankwagon Radio. What's one rule of Spankwagon Radio, Murph?
Balls on the mic.
Well, okay. Well, another rule of Spankwagon Radio.
Don't fuck with us.
Third rule of Spankwagon Radio.
Don't talk about Spankwagon Radio.
Oh yeah, open fucking door. You know,
okay. It is an open door. That's absolutely right. But we're not going to rearrange our entire show to accommodate.
We already rearranged the entire studio, and you're not backing out.
I'm not backing out. I'm just saying that I should win.
You're just chicken fucking shit.
Yeah, you're being a chicken shit.
I'm not being a chicken shit in the slightest. Look, you guys are the ones that are number one, being completely un-American and being completely heartless to this guy's family.
Don't talk about my patriotism, sir.
No, look,
I'm sorry. Hey, Brit, hey, listen to your Brit little...
You guys, that's right, Brit, one who's converted. Look, you guys, you're the ones who are just not caring for this man's family who was killed.
We're not going back to the guy who got killed at Walmart because cheap-ass Americans wanted a 30% discount
look,
on a flat-screen
hey,
TV.
Hey, I'm sorry, but
what
it's just the way it
right
should
now,
go.
30%?
I don't know. Oh, okay. We gotta go. See you later.
Yeah, no shit. No, what's gonna happen is he's gonna walk through that door because Derek is always invited.
The maximum time permitted for recording your message.
You know he's gonna listen to the whole thing.
I know.
That's the best part. Look, even if he shows up...
Wait.
To send your message with normal delivery... Press 1.
Emergency.
Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Oh, bye. I wanted to replay. I must have hit the wrong button.
I don't
okay.
think he had that option. No, all I'm saying is it would just make sense that if he's not here when the show begins, then his intention wasn't to be here. Thus, he loses.
No.
I am the winner.
I'm not. No. We've got plenty of time to do the show. We've still got an hour and 20 minutes worth of spank wagon left to fill.
All right.
And just because of sheer lack of actual any coordination outside of this show this week, we better have him fucking show. And when he fucking shows, you're getting your ass over there in the chair. Let me explain what I've got going on here.
Let's
get the camera going. We've got lights. We've got cameras. We've got two chairs. We've got a microphone out there all ready to go. Let me even just power up the mic. So you can hear me in the echo off of that mic.
I don't think that mic's turned on.
I turned it on.
I heard an echo.
Well, that's just because you also sit next to me, which is also very unfortunate.
What? Oh.
Guys, I think the equipment's failed. I think we're going to go ahead and have to postpone.
If anything has failed,
no, the mic
it's
isn't
you.
Working.
The mic is working fine.
Look.
DGF, go to the mic.
Look.
Yeah. You are being a douche. Here's how I know the mic is working.
Everyone else's mics are down.
And you still so heard
I,
me.
No, dude. I think
Decap, Decap, I'm sorry. You are our tech guy right now. Go test that mic.
The equipment has failed. Okay?
The equipment has failed. You are being a chicken shit because this contest is going on tonight.
The contest that look.
We are really a show about nothing right now. I just want to point that
look,
out.
Here, let me help you out with that, James L. Look.
Go ahead. Look, it came out in my hand. It just came out in my hand. Okay.
Well, you plug the mic
We're
back in.
We're having technical
plug
difficulties.
Plug the mic back in.
You go ahead and plug that in.
Plug that fucking mic back in and plug it in on the fucking counter.
It's not working.
See, look, we're having a real issue with the equipment. I think we should postpone for another day.
The issue with the equipment is anytime you touch it. Oh God, this is like a fucking Laurel and Hardy. Turn on the switch.
The mic is on.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. On the fucking mic.
I think all we've proved now is the equipment's working intermittently, and again, will not give us a good quality show.
Pretty much, this is how Murphy's going to be answering the questions.
I don't know. Hi, my name is Murphy, and I just don't know the answer.
Can you guys ask another question? We already asked all the questions, Murphy.
You know what's funny? Let's just do a little demo of what it's going to be like tonight.
All right. What is this demo? What are you doing? Murphy's doing a demo of what it's going to be like tonight. So also, we're going to give it dead air.
Okay, so go ahead and ask me a question. Ooh. Just make something up.
What is 1 + 1?
Can you use it in a sentence? Country of origin?
I was anally raped by one and another one.
Anal. A-N.
If it makes you feel better.
Let me think back to how I wrote it out in the police report.
Wait, hold on.
A-L.
Oh, shit. I don't have the volume up.
That is incorrect.
look, I'm just saying the equipment is obviously faulty. We've got issues tonight. I think putting this off a week or two to where we can... To where we can make sure that this is all working appropriately.
How's a week or two going to help you out?
Oh, this isn't about me. I'm absolutely confident in my ability to beat Derek.
Are you stupid or something?
I just think that if we're planning on putting on a quality program, as we do every week here on Spankwagon Radio live.
Derek is 3 feet tall.
From 7 to 9 p.m.
Just scare him with your afro.
Well, actually...
Yeah, you've got more of a fro than any brother.
People
could grow.
Can't see. We actually have two mics side by side there. One for me, one for him. You just can't see the other one.
what you do every time you're about to answer a question, just show your afro to him and fucking scare him off.
Be like, ha 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 ha.
I'm not even wearing a hat tonight.
The thing is, going to the market, are we going to have any wrestling moves that are allowed? If they get there at the same time.
Yes.
Oh, see, now there we go. I have an issue. You guys know I have those floating ribs on the side.
Yes, we know.
I don't think I'm medically cleared to wrestle the mic from Derek. I don't think I'm qualified to do that.
Wine. All right, well, here's what's going on, though. Spankwagon Radio tonight is doing the game show. We are doing the game show once Derek gets in. We've got rules, and we'll go over that. We also have the cards with the names.
Are you crying, Murphy?
He is.
He's crying.
No.
He's fucking crying. No, I see a fucking tear in my eye.
He's stressed. He's stressed because he knows he's going to get his shit slapped around.
Dude.
I've got names.
Okay, go ahead and continue. I'm sorry.
I've got names of people here that basically these names, everybody submitted a question. And I put their name on a card, and these people are actually going to play. Well, these are going to be the winners of whoever wins the game. So you better hope. You better fucking hope Derek picks your name. I might even just mail the prize.
Wait, don't I get to pick a name, too?
Oh, well,
yeah.
I thought we each pick a name.
Yeah,
and then...
But you see, since Derek's going to win, we're going to let him pick first so
see,
we know
I think
who the
this
winner
is. This is blatantly obvious that you guys are stacking the deck against me.
No, you're just stupid.
No.
Duke called you out. Duke just called you out. He said, what am I doing with you on the cover of the front page of Spankwagon?
What is Decap doing with Murphy? Oh, nice. Nice.
He called you a bitch.
Trench, I just sent you something. Can we play that real quick? I know we're stretching for content. I just sent you a video. It's a YouTube link there.
What makes you think we're stretching for content? Are we stretching for content?
Well, I think we are.
Yeah, we're stretching for content. Yeah, play with these.
Pause that real quick. Okay, so I know you guys probably didn't. Did anybody out there in the chat room watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No, I have better things to do.
It was great. My kids love it.
Were
my
you
wife.
There?
Yeah, no, I wasn't there. I was here in town. But the guys from Cartoon Network had their float. Had their float up for Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Those of you who have never seen Foster's.
Great cartoon.
It's got hilarious. I've got the audio here. The video is available. Go ahead and play this.
They don't need them anymore. Well, thanks to Cartoon Network, they wind up at Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Here's where you'll find a discarded but not disheartened Blue and his buddies. Foster puppets are ready for their close-up thanks to Cartoon Network.
Justin
hosts tonight's movie Destination Imagination. The Foster pals sing "You're My Best Friend," but watch carefully. We hear there is a special musical surprise.
Watch the video, Decaf. Watch it here. Wait. They actually got Rick Astley to come out on this float. And NBC Rickrolled the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's fantastic.
How awesome is that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they actually got Rick Astley to come out. And, dude, that was hilarious.
You know, the fact that he enjoys now Rickrolling people, he's like, I'm gonna meet you. Did he win that award? Because they were putting him up for an award.
Oh yeah, they got Rickrolled. MTV Europe got Rickrolled. I can't wait, dude. This has become mainstream now. So now we're gonna see it get kind of snuck into a couple more places.
You really think so?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Because I am actively working.
Did they go Rickroll the Super Bowl?
That'd be hilarious if they did. I'm sure someone's working on that as a commercial this year. So yes, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. And NBC Rickrolled the country.
You know, that is funny that they'd actually do that. And kudos to them for taking, you know, an internet meme and really just running with it. But what we're going to do right now is take a break, and we will be back in just a moment. You are listening to the greatest time internet radio show ever.
Where the fuck is Derek?
Yeah, no shit, huh? Spankwagon Radio, we'll be back.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Back to the day underneath an Iowa sun, running to the Tower of Waterloo, looking for the Sullivan train to come. And he, his five boys would run to the top and salute him as he went by. First we'd wave hello, then we'd wave goodbye. Attack on Pearl, and overnight my buddies turned into men, running out of time for games and girls. And the Sullivan boys were not overlooked, Uncle Sam calling each by name. The very next day they left on a mystery trip. So say goodbye, bye, bye, Mrs. Sullivan. And don't you cry, cry, cry. Sons away, all five, 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 five. So put your blue star in the window. It's not hard to reach back to her smile when she received a letter. And the letters, they sounded generally the same. It said they couldn't be home. At least they were together on a mighty fighting battleship somewhere in the South Pacific. The letters never got much more specific. So say goodbye, bye, bye, Mrs. Sullivan. And don't you cry, 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 cry. We regret to inform you that it is keeping your sons away. Star in the window, in the window. It's not hard to reach back to the day when the war finally came home. Uncle Sam will send you a telegram so he doesn't have to tell you over the phone. I heard she cracked up when they found out what the cost when all five of the boys were lost. They were oh, say goodbye, bye, bye, Mrs. Sullivan. Go ahead and cry, 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 cry. We regret to inform.
Wow, wow. Oh, yeah. One thing Spank Wagon Radio loves is some Canis hosting. Oh, yeah. Awesome quality web hosting. Starting at $1.99. CanisHosting.com.
Sugar, let's get it on.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. And no sooner did we hear the police sirens, but say hello, sir.
Howdy.
Nope, not on.
No, you're on. You're on. You're just ears
okay,
are on.
Okay, I am on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, sorry.
Nice. Jesus. Now we can't hear anything.
I think since Derek's hearing has just been damaged.
You are not getting out of this.
I think it's unfair of him to have to compete for him to compete tonight.
Nope, you're not getting out of this shit today.
I am so unprepared, so I think you'll dominate me on this.
Well, okay, first thing we're going to do is we're going to go into it, but I want to first say welcome back to Spankwagon, Derek.
Good to be back, fellas. Good to be back. How are you guys doing? How was Thanksgiving for everybody?
Pretty good, man.
Now, for those of you that are new to the program or don't remember, Derek is the owner, proprietor, operator. Well, look, I'm a geek. I think in memory terms. Okay, he's the proprietor of Comic Oasis.
Yep, on Las Vegas Boulevard. No, it's on Rainbow. Oh, on 312.
Where the fuck are you?
I am so unprepared. 3121 North Rainbow Boulevard.
It's already bad enough Silver Cactus is going out of business. Are you doing something?
Silver Cactus is not going. Are they going out of business?
I pulled up to the one on Warm Springs
the
other day.
He closed that one down.
They didn't close that one down. They were evicted. There was a notice of eviction on the orange tape on the door frame. Notice of eviction plastered on the front. There was still stuff inside.
Really? Oh, so, man. I like Tom's a good guy or whatever, but it's tough for everybody right now, man. I mean, you know, you ain't going to harp on anybody. I mean, it's hard for people right now. I mean, there's a Western store right next to me. They're getting ready to close down, and they've been there for 15, 20 years.
Jesus.
Bills are coming due, and, you know, people can't make them. So, you can't, be down on anybody. I mean,
no.
Nobody was expecting it to be as hard as it is right now, but he still has the other store. So, I mean, don't give up on Silver Cactus. Tom's a pretty good guy.
We're not in danger of losing Comic Oasis, though.
No, not that I know of. I mean, if this sale doesn't go good, we're out of here. No, we had this week was really good. We had an artist in town named R. Black, or Rich Black. He does it's a book we're going to give away, Futura.
I know. And, I love this. I already love this.
You
may not be able to give it away. not be able to find it after the show. It's going to be rested in the back of a Toyota.
Hey, I brought it in to give away, so I don't know what they're going to do with it after that.
I know what I'm going to do with it.
And there's a lot of shit here that we got.
You know what? Let's go and bring the prizes over to show everyone.
All right. Well, Murph, come on. Sit down real quick, because here's how we're going to do this.
Oh, okay.
I have in my hand cards. On these cards are the people who submitted questions to Spankwagon Radio. They emailed radio@spankwagon.net and submitted questions. So what we're going to do is you guys are going to draw a card. That is the person you are playing for. That person, if you win...
Are they hot?
Knowing our listeners, probably not.
No, probably not.
Our listeners are mainly basement-dwelling troglodytes.
Or, in other words, men.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, they're all hot.
Yeah,
there you go. That's how you just. That's how you play. That's how you play your best. Yeah, they're all hot.
Now, these listeners went that effort and mailed us questions, answers, and a source.
Mm-hmm.
They have basically established this entire game. No question was thought up by Decaf or myself. No question was thought up by Murph.
There's no thought going on between Decaf.
There's
no
thought going on.
Hey, look at that. See,
he's a
regular. I think the disrespect that he is showing to us in our show should disqualify him from this game. Again, we're having technical difficulties, it would appear.
Only for you, man. All right, so first off...
Well, wait. Before we pick the name, let's show the prizes.
Back to my story before we get to that.
Oh.
Anyway, so we got to go back to the R. Black.
Oh, yes, the R. Black.
So we had R. Black. People who don't... If you guys don't check our website and go to our signs, it was cool. We got tons of sushi from places.
Hey,
Sushi
Derek,
Loca.
Yeah. What is the website that they can go to?
www.comicoasis.com. And we had R. Black was signing, doing stuff, giving out, posters, because it was
really?
For huh? it was for Sin's original Sin hard cider. So we had free cider for everybody, apple cider.
Nice.
This stuff is hardcore, by the way. I was all liquored up.
Damn, cider. I wish I would have been there.
And then we went over to the beauty bar, and it was like rockabilly type of night or whatever, because our back was going to do a poster, pick out a new model.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they had a band perform. This band was pretty freaking cool. This band called Becca Jest and the Ex-Boyfriends. Becca Jest and the Ex-Boyfriends. They do swing music. It's a swing band, but these lyrics are hardcore rap. So oh. She's doing Eazy-E, you know. But it's like with a swing, you have to hear it. I mean,
in other words, it's sort of like a mashup.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible mashup. It's great stuff.
Wow. Sister Machine Gun.
I'm gonna try to. You guys got to get her. You guys have people performing here. You got to get her down here. You got
to. We need to.
It's kind of hard to have people perform in here, but it is something we've talked about.
Yeah, we got to get her down here because I was really blown away. And then a local pinup girl named Annabelle of the Ball.
Oh, we know Annabelle. Yeah. We know Annabelle well.
Oh yeah, so we were there the night her pasty popped off.
So she has pasty. Anyway, she won. And so Art Black's gonna do a pinup for her for Original Hard Cider. So that's gonna be pretty good.
That's cool.
We're trying to get. I mean, I get Rich on the phone and he says, "You got the guy is phenomenal. He's done so many. You know, Gore, Ministry, the Misfits, Billy Idol, Elvis Costello. He's done all types of rock posts for them, a few comic covers. So he's, I mean, top of the line rock poster guy. So
very cool.
It was a great time. And if you guys don't come down to Comic Oasis for this stuff, you guys are missing out on some free stuff and good sushi too. Sushi Loca rocks. So it was a lot of good stuff.
That's a good picture of Annabelle
and
on the
actually
website.
Yeah, Annabelle with Jesse and Chief, former co-host. Yeah. So we got 15. That on the website.
It was two Christmases ago. We had them dress Chief up like our Christmas tree.
He was our Chicano Christmas tree. Annabelle the Ball and Lucy Luscious.
Yes.
Lucy Luscious. I think there was a Cha-Cha Velour was in it.
Cha-Cha.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's her. Yep, that's definitely her.
There's Annabelle,
I don't know how she gets that thing around her waist. That's freaking
carefully.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend steps on her back and just pulls strings.
And then there was a hot little ball. Christina, she was in the contest. She got up there and had her little
really?
Tiger print skirt on. So our very own Christina, we had a lot of pictures from
who's Christina?
Holly. The little girl you tried to invite down from the store?
Oh, I forgot the bitch already.
Oh. All right. So
one more thing before
one
we
more
go.
Thing. All right.
One more thing. Have you guys seen the trailer for Black Dynamite?
No.
You have not seen the trailer for Black Dynamite. BlackDynamite.com. It's a Michael Jai White film. It's like Dolomite. It's the greatest thing in the world. It has the best line in the world. Are you going to wake the rest of the bitches? Greatest line ever. You got to see the trailer.
Now, what we're going to do right now is we want to go through the prize. Now, from Spankwagon, what we're going to be doing is giving away CDs of local artists, Dirty Panties, Monkey Face. We're going to be giving away some local Vegas music scene music.
Rocks.
Totally rocks. You, however, have literally brought the entire Christmas tree for someone.
Well, I thought we had people. You said we're going to have all your listeners, so I was expecting at least seven.
You realize we're going to be sending this to one.
Oh, to one listener. Oh, I thought it was going to be like multitude of people.
I think we'll maybe break it up a little bit. Maybe some.
Yeah, because I think people who saw submitted questions to get something, then one person get the bulk of the stuff.
Someone's going to get some good stuff.
We'll do it this way. First place gets something. Second place.
There
gets
is
some
no
party.
First or second place.
No, for the person.
Oh,
that's
for
what
you
I'm saying.
Two.
Yeah. For you two. Oh, okay. And second place to get party gifts and shit. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. All right.
So
all
they'll
right.
get something.
From Don Pardo.
Everybody's going to get something. Why don't you show some of the people and talk about some of the stuff we have here.
All right, well, this right here is I don't know if anybody can see. This is a cover. This is a War Heroes number one. It's a cover signed by Mark Silvestri, Mark Miller, Tony Harris. There aren't too many of these because Silvestri wasn't doing a world tour or anything like that. So they're signed. They're PGX graded books. It's 9.8. I'm pretty sure it's on eBay. It's worth something. We don't do eBay, so I'm pretty sure it's worth something on there. This right here. Something.
Which, by the way, if you're not reading War Heroes, it is a great book.
Really great book. It shows full-on cock.
Yeah.
if they listen to our interview.
They know all about that.
This is the World of Warcraft new mini starters. Murphy, like, you know, he's actually, like, creamed his pants, you know, in a girlish way.
I actually may take that home with me.
because it's the new mini game. It comes with – it has loot cards in it, so you can get your WoW gear on in the video in the game. And it's a new miniature starter by Upper Deck. They're real cool. They're local. They're in town, too. So that's something else you support. We do WoW Minis thing tournaments. This is Wolverine 26 signed by John Romita Jr. You know, he's one of our favorite guys in town. I mean, John's awesome. There's no doubt about it. He's one of the best and nicest guys. He'll be coming back out here soon. We got some major stuff going on. I told you guys last time what I was working on.
Yeah.
We're super secret
project.
We're so close right now. The presentation is phenomenal. You guys, everybody out there is going to be blown away. This is going to be like, you know, like one of the best things ever when you see what's coming up with this, and it's going to be pretty much free for everybody. It's amazing. This right here is, I don't know if you remember back in like the 60s, they used to do these model kits, basically like Rat Fink type of stuff.
Ed Roth, Big Daddy Ed Roth.
They're real cool. This is the original molds. They take them down. So if anybody, you guys have any skill, can paint, you know, make up a model kit. Chicks dig it, I think.
If you only gas them with the tester's ink.
These are Kit Robot monies. Basically, they're designed to do it yourself. You can make it look like anything you want to do. If you go to kitrobot.com, you can see everything out there. If you hit our website, you'll see some of the stuff that Charles has done.
Phenomenal stuff that Charles has done.
I got to tell you also about our the event we had at the Palms for the Boys and Girls Club.
You know, one thing I'll say is I really thought it was very cool that he did the paint and – you know, did them up for, you know, the artist and the author.
Tony Harris and Mark Millar,
you know, and I thought it was a fantastic way to do that.
I mean, and they're really fun. I mean, you know, the people pay money for them. If you get good with them, I mean, you know, they go on DeviantArt and eBay, $100, you know.
We were just talking before we came on. Charles did a set for Batman Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And it was Commissioner Gordon, Scarecrow, Two-Face, and Joker.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He just did a Wonder Woman for a lady he made like leather hair. So, I mean, pretty sure it's like a couple $100. He did a full-size Joker recently that he just put in the case. So, you got to come by the store and check them out. I mean, we sell it. Nice. They're $10 for the little mini ones. But if you get good, if you got any type of skill, you can definitely make money with these. This is Rich Black's book.
Don't announce it because no one's going to get it.
Oh, well, that.
Except for me.
That Decaf's going to take, and I guess he's going to try to get some of the karaoke girls by in their pants using this. Look, baby, look what I got.
Look, I can hook you up. I can get you in this book.
This is a gig poster. Well, let me lip sync for you. we do a lot of vinyl models with vinyl kits, which is, you know, basically real big in Japan, Hong Kong, China. There's a guy named Tadoki Doki out of Italy. And I mean, this stuff is the hottest stuff going. I mean, you see guys wearing this stuff, girls wearing it. I don't know what guys are wearing it, but girls wearing this stuff, and he's like super popular. If you go to San Diego Comic Con, it's tons of Tadoki Doki stuff. So, I mean, that's that right there. Oh, one more thing.
My daughter has a gloomy bear.
Also, last week we did, week before last, we finally did the Boys and Girls Club where we did all the artists we've had come in, they did work for, they went to the Boys and Girls Club, and we did an auction for the Boys and Girls Club. And over that weekend, I think we ended up getting over $100,000+.
Wow.
Donations. It was a great event. I gave you guys real number because you guys could have came down and you would have had a good time. We had the UFC was there. The poker player Letter was there. There was a magician there who was phenomenal. A guy could bend spoons and do all this weird. There's this local artist who does these clocks. This guy's, I mean, brutal. Hollywood have the pictures of the event up there. I mean, it was a great event. Lots of booze. I mean, really, really good time. You got to get, you know, so we'll do it next year and have people come out. And you're thinking you have a good time. And then the Super Secret Project is getting close. As soon as I'll actually come here and I'll announce and tell you everything that's going on with it. But you guys are going to be blown away with that. It's bigger than big right now or whatever. Nice. Stuff like that. We're talking, you know, we're not talking $75,000. We're talking $250,000 event about now. You know, that's, you know, that's just on our side. Not even talking about, you know, the studio and everything like that. So.
I've told a couple of people, close friends of mine.
Do you have close friends?
I have some. And
are those all your dolls?
While
you doing your tea party?
I've let them in on the super.
Mr. Muggles.
How are you gonna do me like that?
So here's what we're gonna do.
Is it time to draw?
It's time to draw. We're gonna draw now.
Right. Now, if Joker's got a card in there, you might as well just throw it away.
All right, Joker's got a card in here, and we're not throwing it away. So we're going to let our guest draw first.
All right, let's see. I'm always picking that one.
All right, and read us who you have picked.
I'm paying for Lizzo.
Lizzo. Playing for
Zuzu
Clizzo.
Stalker.
That he is.
So,
where is Zuzu?
She's taking some time off.
Yeah, she took a break.
Does this actually work?
She's on a sabbatical.
She said she's coming back.
She's on a sabbatical. That means she quit.
This is.
Does she get paid?
Oh no! 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 On the basis of this card,
no!
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 No! On the basis of this card, I should not have to play.
All right, you picked
God
Reverend Hammer.
Damn it!
Who is subtitled?
Cardus. What is that? Cardus Pusheranus. I got the cart pusher. Come on, are you kidding me?
So here's how it's gonna work,
God
gentlemen.
God damn it!
And we're gonna go right into it.
Okay.
I love this show.
Gentlemen, if you'd remove your headsets for me, please, and have a seat over there.
Welcome to Match Game 76. I'm Gene Rayburn.
And I'm Gene Rayburn's microphone. What we're going to do is we have three rounds of questioning. And I will not be your MC, thankfully. Mr. Big Daddy Decaf is the MC for this evening.
Like MC Hammer?
Yes, without the pants. And how we're going to break this down is into three rounds. Gentlemen, do I have your attention?
Yes.
Thank you. Tonight, the first round, which is be lovingly known as the You Should Know This Round, will feature several questions for you to answer. How you answer is not a buzzer. How you answer will not be raising your hands or anything polite.
Mr. Cotta.
It is whoever can get their ass to the microphone the fastest. Yes, this is the XFL version of a buzzer.
So you're talking about you can hit
speakers. You can check him and anything. Just don't break anything in here. All
right.
Now, how this is going to work. Our MC will ask you a question. If you get in front of that mic, you have up to 5 seconds to answer the question. If you do not answer that question in the 5 seconds, the other person can. Each question in the first round is worth 2 points. Do you understand how first round works?
Yes, we do.
All right. Here is, huh?
Is the camera on us?
Camera is on you, gentlemen.
I had it set.
Is it my good side?
It's got your black side.
Stand up, it cuts the head off.
Nope, it didn't. Does it? Oh, I suck at the camera. You will not hear the incorrect and, you know, stuff like that, the buzzers. We do have those. Let me just try for the
green. Just give us a thumbs up, thumbs down then.
But we will now hand this over to our wonderful esteemed MC, Mr. Big Daddy Decaf.
Hello, I'm Big Daddy Decaf, and tonight our first category is You Should Know This Round. And this is sponsored by Toe. I think it's all Toe Questions.
All the one was Toe.
All Toe Questions. Okay, question number one. In Transformers, the movie, who provided the voice of the unicorn?
The unicorn?
Or of a
unicorn. That would be Orson Welles.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. 2 points for Derek.
I'm a pimp.
Huh?
I think we should redo that one. I didn't want to knock the beer out of his hand.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Just taking care about the studio.
Fair enough. All right. So, next question.
Question number two.
He's dead, by the way.
The second half of each episode of Heathcliff featured a gang of cats who lived in a junkyard. What was the name of that gang?
Your time is running out. 5 seconds. Anyone?
No.
Anyone? The answer?
The Cadillac Cats.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember Riff Raff? Is Wordsworth?
I remember that.
Riff Raff and Wordsworth.
I remember Riff Raff.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Question number three. The pilot episode of DuckTales revolved around what treasure?
Scrooge McDuck's first nickel.
And besides that, it's number one.
That is incorrect.
Scrooge McDuck's number one dime?
That is incorrect.
The correct answer is the treasure of the Golden Suns.
So, wow. All right, next question.
Question number four, Alf. The animated show, the series showed Alf's former life on his homeland. What was Alf's name on his home world?
Gordon. Shumley.
That is correct.
I give it to you. It's close. It's close enough. I give it to you. I give
Gordon
it to you.
Shumley.
Yeah, Shumley.
By the way,
okay.
Bonus points, the name of the planet, Melmac.
Yes. No bonus points, though. God, damn, you. Everybody knows that.
No bonus points.
Do, 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 do. Okay. Do, 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 do. All right, question number five, I'm thinking.
The fact that you're over here shaking your ass is worrisome.
Yeah, I did it for you, Big Daddy. The WWF had its own cartoon in the 80s. God help us all. I'm sorry. What was his full name?
WWF Hulk Hogan and Friends?
That is incorrect.
Was it the Hulk Hogan Rock and Roll Power Hour?
5 seconds.
No idea. Is Hulk Hogan's Rocky Wrestling?
You were really close with that with that comment in the back.
You were close. All right. Question number six. Who performed the theme song to Chippendale's Rescue Rangers?
Our listeners submitted these questions, and they're grilling you fuckers. So far, the score is tied 2-2. Time. And time is up.
The Jets.
You got it all.
I do remember that.
The Jets.
I remember the video.
You got me all over him.
Okay. All right. Question number seven. What game-based cartoon feature vehicles named Wheels and Roadie?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Time is running out.
What game-based cartoon... What video game? I'll just say what video game. What video game-based cartoon featured vehicles...
Pole position?
Name. Yes. Oh, that I didn't see correct. You go up there. Yes.
Good job. Derek can do more points.
Just so everybody knows, Murphy's with two. Derek has four.
Yeah. Next question, because I lost my count. Levi Stubbs, who voiced Mother Brain on Captain N, the Game Master, is best known for lending his voice to what?
Oh, this is a toughie.
I have no idea.
And five?
Pillsbury Doughboy?
That is incorrect.
No idea. The 60s R&B group The Four Tops.
He was one of the singers. He was one of the singers. As a matter of fact, I should have some songs that he sang.
Yes. I can't help myself. Yes.
And didn't you just do Mr. Murphy's Motown episode? Just pointing that out, Mr. Tops. Do My Homework.
Who was the leader of the Pound Puppies?
God, someone actually watched that shit.
God damn it. My wife even said to me tonight, know your Pound Puppies.
And time is up. Any guesses, gentlemen?
No.
PD. Cooler.
There you go. They're all stumped. Wow, these are some tough fucking questions for this round.
I told you, man. Next question. Robotech was a mix of what three anime shows?
Oh, Derek, up to the mic.
Most Speediest, Genesis Climber, Macross Saga, and Southern Cross.
Damn. Yeah.
That is correct.
Congratulations. You got it. As you break the mic. Enough of the peanut gallery. All right.
Next question. Rude Dog Sidekicks were known as what?
Rude Dog Sidekicks.
Sidekicks were known as what? I have no idea. Either.
All right. Time is up. No guesses? Wow. All right.
The Dweebs. Dude, he got the most like random ass cartoons.
Oh, shit.
The name of the cartoon was Dweebs. This is shit we should know.
The Dweebs.
Apparently.
Okay. Next question. The Smurfs was based on a comic strip from what country?
Murphy.
Belgium.
You are correct.
That is correct.
Look, that research came in handy, didn't it?
Next question.
Hey.
You guys better be ready for this one.
All right, I'm ready.
Finish this opening. Hey, Paisano, it's...
Look at that.
Derek?
The Super Mario Brothers show.
That is correct.
God,
you have a chest like marshmallow.
Get jacked.
Nice.
I thought y'all be ready. Yeah, y'all be ready for this one too. What name was used on two unrelated cartoons? One based on a mid-70s live-action TV series, and the other based on a better-known mid-80s movie.
Oh, this is good.
I'm gonna put the timer on this one. What cartoon?
Two cartoons, unrelated.
Oh, and I got Derek.
The Ghostbusters.
Yes.
That is correct.
The Ghostbusters.
As a matter of fact,
the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so moving on.
In Thundercats, who was the leader of the Lunatics?
Timer's on.
I'm just going to go out and try Mumra the Ever-Living.
That is incorrect.
Lino? I'm just...
That is incorrect.
You're close. It's Luna.
Luna.
Next question. Inspector Gadget mentored a nerdy superhero wannabe. What was his name?
Wow. Derek, the owner of Comic Oasis, which you can find at comicoasis.com and at the corner of Rainbow and Cheyenne.
Nice, but wrong.
He goes a voice for that one?
Yes.
Well, then, I'll give this one to you as well.
That is incorrect.
Well, it wasn't a spinoff.
It was someone that it was someone.
It was part of the show.
It was part of the show. Nobody.
Nobody.
Knows.
All right.
Corporal Cape Man.
Yep.
Next question. The second half of the of Garfield and Friends featured a cartoon about a group of farm animals, based on another of Jim Davis's comic strips. What was the name of that comic?
Timer's on. Murphy at the mic.
Barnyard Friends. I can see the
that
duck in my head
incorrect.
With the freaking
not the
wait,
not
wait.
The, not the porno you watched last week.
Derek, would you like to give it a try?
No.
It is U.S. Acres.
I can see the duck with
yeah,
the floaty.
Yeah,
Wow, these are really tough. I like our listeners, man. They are really putting you guys to your paces.
All right, next question. What sentence did every episode of Muppet Babies end with?
Oh.
I didn't watch the bullshit cartoon.
I did, and I remember this very clearly. Timer?
Good night, Nanny?
No.
No.
That is incorrect.
Good night, babies.
Good that guess, though.
Incorrect.
Goodbye.
Animal. Baby animal. Go bye-bye.
Go bye-bye. Yeah, see, you know it. I don't.
Yep, I do.
Man, these are asshole questions.
I know.
And the last of this category. Ooh, in He-Man and Masters of the Universe. Massa?
Massa?
What was the first name of the character Man-at-Arms?
What was the first name of Man-at-Arms? Timer's on. The gayest cartoon ever. Come on. Oh, Derek.
Man.
Good guess, though.
Well, if you got masses, you got man.
Duncan. What was Toe picking? That's it for the first round.
All right, first round is done.
What's the actual score, man?
The actual score for the first round, Murphy 4, Derek 10. So far, Derek from ComicOasis.com is in the lead in the Saturday Morning Kick-Ass Cartoon Challenge. Now comes the second round, and the second round is a gambling round as well as a question and answer. Our host, Big Daddy Decaf, will give you the topic category. You can choose to either answer the questions yourselves, and there will be multiple questions in that topic category for 5 points, or you can risk 2 of your already earned points and challenge the other person. If that other person gets it right, he gets your 2 and his 5. Or if he gets them all wrong, he loses 2.
And you get to try to answer it.
Does that make sense? And we'll go over the scoring because the scoring was a mess to write this evening.
I'm glad I haven't had any more to drink because that would have confused me. I'm ready.
Yeah. In other words, let me go over the scoring one more time. I feel more comfortable. As written here, first to the mic can answer or challenge the other player. If answered, 5 points. So you, Murph, you jump up. You get 5 points if you answer all the questions.
No, we're not going to do run to the mic. We're going to do coin flip.
Oh, coin flip on this one. I'm sorry. Here you go. If you choose to challenge the other player, you give it to them by betting 2 of your points. If that other player gets them right, they get 5 plus 2. If they get them wrong, zipzo, nothing. Okay, that's what I meant to say. You still get a chance to come up and answer all the questions,
if
4 or 5.
Right. Okay.
So that's how scoring will go. Very confusing. If you're listening to the podcast, play it back. Huh? Totally complex, but we had to make it challenging. So the first question, or excuse me, the first coin toss.
Heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Yep, may I? It was heads.
Okay.
All right.
Your tails failed you, Murph.
All right. This round's called All
Cam,
This.
Hold on.
I haven't touched the cam lately.
Okay.
Yeah.
The category is All This From That. And this round
all
was...
All This From That?
Yes. And these questions are from Joker and Clizzo.
All This From That.
All This From That. That's
bullshit round names. Don't read into them.
Oh, don't read into them?
All right.
I'll answer.
Well, okay. Well, you don't
well,
have
you know,
the topic.
You don't know the topic
You don't know
yet.
The topic.
The topic is Jabberjaw.
Jabberjaw?
Jabberjaw is the topic.
I'll challenge.
All right. Murph risking 2 points.
They call him Jabber, 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 Jabber.
See, the advantage is if you get two of these right and one wrong, then...
Murph can come in and get those two and then the third.
That's right. That's okay. The beauty of the challenge.
But we won't say which ones.
Okay. Number one.
It's all three?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, crap. Okay.
So I just went from the answer all three to tell him if he was right or wrong?
Yeah. Okay. You need a pen?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to need one. All right. It's a three questions. Question number one. What is the name of the band that Jabberjaw plays drums for?
5, 4.
The Jabbers.
Okay.
Next question.
Question number two. What famous character is Jabberjaw's mannerisms based on?
Curly Fine.
Okay. Question two.
Question number three. Jabberjaw's voice was provided by...
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Mel Blanc.
Nope.
You brought, well, look at that.
To tell him.
So I know. This is me fucking up the game. I won't do the next one. I'll shut up. Turn my mic off.
And you are incorrect.
I knew that part.
Would you want to try?
That's
no clue?
No. All right. Doesn't hurt for the points.
You know what? I'll take a swing at it. Yeah, you lose 2 points.
No.
Oh.
Just the person challenging could up to lose
oh, okay.
up to 2 points.
All right. Wait, I don't lose any points if I get them wrong?
No.
Okay.
All right. What is the name of the band that Jabberjaw plays drums for?
Oh, sit down. You're not even trying.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You know what? I think what I'm going to do the second time around, if they ask one question and they get it wrong off the back, I'm just going to
set them down.
It.
Okay,
yeah,
fair
set
enough.
Set them down. Okay. And... You were 1 out of 3.
Why don't we give the answers?
All right. The first one is the Neptunes. The second one is Curly. You're right.
Curly
and the third one was Frank.
Curly Joe.
Frank Welker, the voice of Transformers. He does multiple voices on Transformers.
Frank Welker.
All right. So you get to choose the next category.
Let's hear what's quite a category.
The next category is Rambo and the Forces of Freedom.
Rambo and the Forces of Freedom.
Murph is just having a fit. All right, are you ready for your questions, or do you want to challenge Murph?
I will.
For 2 points out of your 10-point lead.
I will challenge Murph.
6-point lead. Can you tell we don't host game shows?
Yes.
All right.
All right, question number one. What was the name of the organization that Rambo and the Forces of Freedom battled against?
In other words, the bad guys?
Claw.
Okay. That is incorrect.
No, you not say. Hey,
I thought we were given. We thought you, if they got them wrong, you said they were going to sit them right down.
No. Oh, you wanted
you
to do
that
for the first round?
You said that.
No, I was talking about when the other person comes back up.
Oh, it's up to you then.
But if you want to do it as soon as they do it, yeah, let's make it faster.
Time wise, here,
yeah,
we're
we'll make
out of
it,
time.
I know, we'll make it faster. Ah, no.
All right.
Have a seat. And so that means you can get up and try to answer.
Spectra is go.
No, incorrect. It is Savage.
So we didn't even go further in this round with that question. Why don't we go ahead and go to the next question?
That's hard. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's... I can't even imagine what round three is.
your balls and answer the question.
The next to you is
Murph.
The okay. Centurions.
I'm sorry?
The Centurions.
I'll take them.
Okay. Question number one. What did the three Centurions yell before fusing with their weapon exosuits?
Don't rape me.
That is incorrect.
Spectra.
That is incorrect.
Power Extreme. All these right. Cartoons. These questions are
moving
so
on
hard
to the next topic. Yeah, these are hard. I mean, these got.
I was just like, this is insane.
You guys kept talking it up, and they bought into it and went nuts.
You guys watch too much TV.
Read a comic book.
All right, next is She-Ra, Princess of Power.
Murph, you'll get this one. You can either keep
I'll take it, baby. Give it to
you'll
me.
You'll take them.
All right.
For 5 points.
Question number one. What is the name of She-Ra's sword?
What is the name of She-Ra's sword? He's going through the theme. We're running out of time.
No clue.
No clue?
No. No clue, no.
You'll try it out, Murph, or you have no
that
idea?
That is incorrect.
Murph isn't even going to try. These are some great questions. They're just harder than fuck. These are ACT-level questions, man.
Sword of Protection.
Sword of Power, Sword of Protection. Okay.
All right.
I thought that was just for protect yourself and get pregnant. Okay,
don't
next.
Rape me.
Next is Jim.
Jim.
I'll take those.
All right.
Ooh. I'm going to tank the first one, too.
Name the members of the Misfits.
Good luck, buddy.
Don't rape me.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, that's incorrect. Derek from Comic, I got a telephone call, Oasis.
We are the Misfits. Our songs are better. We are the Misfits. Phyllis Diller.
That is incorrect.
We can't even get past the first question.
No, we
dude.
Can't. These fuckers are mean. What was the names?
Pizzazz, Roxy, and Stormer, and later Jetta.
So, all right, next question. Next topic.
I don't know what this is.
Okay, I'm ready.
Inhumanoids.
Same cartoon series. Inhuman. Okay, let's go for it.
Name any Earth Corps. Members.
Earth. Name any Earth Corps members.
Roxy?
That is incorrect.
I guess you just name any one of them.
Yeah, really, huh?
Any Earth Corps member?
Any of them.
Any of them.
You know, here at Spankwagon Radio, we listen to you guys talk up your cartoon knowledge. Murph trash-talked big. Derek delivered it back.
Jack
huge.
Black.
That is incorrect.
Well, I didn't prepare, by the way.
Didn't prepare for the toughest questions in the world.
Jesus.
Hurt Derek Bright, Aguar, Liquidor, Sandra, Short, Liquidor, Tank, and Saberjet.
You knew Liquidor and Saberjet.
I didn't know the ending about that.
Next topic, please.
Brave Star.
Brave Star.
Okay, go for it.
All right, number one. Name Brave Star's spirit animal powers.
All of them?
I'll just say name one.
Name one of his spirit.
The wolf.
I'll give it to you, shit. Just yeah. So we can get the some. Wolf. Just, yeah, well, just so we can go into the next question.
One of
this,
three.
So.
One of three. All one right. Three. Finally.
It's close. It was ears of the wolf, but I give it to you. What did 3030 call his beloved rifle?
Time's running.
Crap. I should know this. I don't remember.
That is incorrect.
I should know that one.
Nope. Okay, Murph, you can come in now. And
all right.
First question.
Spirit animal powers.
Ears of the wolf.
Okay.
Okay.
What did 3030 call his beloved rifle?
Sweetheart.
Nope.
That is incorrect.
Wrong.
Sarah Jane.
And one more question range from...
From the GoBots, the GoBots.
I'll take it.
Dun, 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 dun. Yes. Name of the good guy team.
They're the GoBots.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
That is incorrect.
Derek, you can come in and really solidify a lead by getting these questions, because there are four of them in this one. This is the last one of the round.
Leader one was the leader of that team, and I don't know.
That is incorrect.
It was the Guardians.
You know, I'm going to post all of these online, and that's one thing for sure that I'm going to do is post these online. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to do a nice regrouping. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the most disastrous Saturday morning cartoon challenge ever. But we love everyone. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio, the Saturday morning cartoon challenge of kick-ass awesomeness that has been so fucking difficult that we're stumping comic book shop owners and registered Jufro nerds. Ladies and gentlemen, back to your host, Big Daddy Decaf.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Yeah, can you say we don't know shit? But that's kind of the theme here. But you will have to explain the last round.
Well, let me go over the scores first. First off, with Christopher Murphy playing for Reverend Hammer for the prize pack, you have 4 points. Derek, playing for Clizzo in the prize pack, has 10 points. And now on to the final round. This round is going to be the most difficult round. Every answer is worth 15 points. The round.
I know the scoring system was all.
The scoring system was jacked. I had a method.
That's what I was going to say, make the score lower, because I knew they were going to get it.
Yeah, well, I was hoping. Our wonderful host, our karaoke god, will be speaking a verse from a cartoon theme. The first person to get to the mic and sing the proper chorus gets the points.
The chorus.
So Big Daddy Decaf will talk a verse.
Kind of like
a Yeah. He ruin a song. He will then stop, and the first one to the mic to sing the chorus wins the 15 points. Of course, to be completely fair, because it's such a fucking blowout as it is, fucking hard-ass questions. If you know it and the other person screws up, you can step up, and you have to sing
the chorus. You have to sing it. You have to sing it.
The chorus. Are you gentlemen ready?
Sure.
They are ready.
Now, I'll give them a percentage of words. If they could get a majority of the words right, I'll decide, though. All right. The first one. Dashing and daring. Courageous and caring. Faithful and friendly. With stories to share. All through the forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their songs fill the air.
Murphy's up to the mic.
Oh, God. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. And I don't know anything else of that. I just know that it's...
Oh, did you break the mic again? That's not even a funny joke this time.
We are the gummy bears. That's
Big Daddy?
I'll give it to him because you actually knew what it was. I'll give it to you. You're close enough. You got the first two verses.
Ladies and gentlemen, Murphy. What is that cartoon again?
Gummy bears.
They sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
All right, so far in the third round, the scoring has jumped dramatically. 19 points to Murphy to 10 for
Derek.
Yeah,
you better go fucking sing a song. Yes. All right.
Big Daddy, could you mouth the next set of lyrics?
Yes. When it seems they're heading for the final curtain, cool deduction never fails. That's for certain. The worst of messes become successes.
Gentlemen, that's your first verse.
Next verse. Life is like a hurricane. Here in Duckburg, race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history.
And oh my God, Murph! Murph, you knocked the mic apart again. And turn it on.
Fuck, it's... God, it's DuckTales, and I can't remember the rest of
you
it.
You have to sing the
DuckTales.
Chorus.
DuckTales. Woo! Do, 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 do. Fuck!
No, I'm not going to give you...
No, you're not getting...
It's DuckTales. Ah! I can play
Derek,
the finish.
Derek, you can come in and sing that song.
No idea. You know it, but you don't know it.
No, I know the cartoon.
Oh, we know the song.
And I'm playing it for everyone at home right now.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history.
DuckTales, ooh. Every day they're out there making...
there's your course.
Tales of Derry, do bad and good luck tales.
Oh, my God. All right, so far in the third round, Murph still has the 15 points. This still brings him 9 points ahead of Derek, and we are coming into the final question of the round.
Okay, let's go.
Come on, do it. You got to go up there to do it.
Final question. Final of the game. This is for the game, ladies and gentlemen.
You know it never fails. Once they're involved, somehow whatever's wrong gets solved.
That's your first verse. Next verse.
Sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks, but these two gumshoes are picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just call.
Gentlemen, I'm giving you 5 seconds. Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, what song was that?
It's Rusty Rangers, but I don't...
And for everybody at home, we'll play the song.
Chip
and Dale's.
Where there's danger. That's it. Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Saturday Morning Massacre.
I don't know if I can give Murphy all those points for not knowing shit the whole match except for one question.
Hold on, let me bring
hers. Wait. Now, hold on a sec. Now, look.
I said a tie. I said it's to split the gifts between the two people they pick.
As I said to Trencher before the show even started, what is my strength?
You know what?
Disney.
Disney. And I knew every single one of those, but
because
I couldn't
I really, because I really gave you gummy bears because you really did get more of the course.
I can accept that. At least he was close to it or whatever. So, I can accept that part.
Here's how we're going to do it. Because Reverend Hammer came in first place because Chris got fucking lucky in the very last round.
I think we should split it, man. Because that,
no,
that's
all
really
good.
Was.
We're gonna split the prize between Clizzo and Reverend Hammer. And first, actually, let me just say thank you to every single person out there.
You guys blow,
Derek. Derek, I'm sorry. I just like to shake your hand there, sir. Thank you much. Thank you. I know we're running low on time, Trench. If I send you something real quick, can you play it?
Nah, give it a try.
All right, give me just 2 seconds. Stretch.
You're asking us to stretch.
Well,
okay.
I can stretch on this one. This was absolutely horrific.
This was tough.
That was ridiculously hard. Next time we do a comic book. So,
well, you know, the thing is the problem. I think the problem was the reason it was so hard is because you guys. I mean, Murph talked it up, and I'm going off what Murph said. You told him shut the fuck up and slap him down. And so I'm like, okay, they know what they're doing. All of our listeners are like, yeah, they fucking know their shit. Then they have
to.
Yeah,
they get sold.
Our listeners just checked both of your asses. I just want to point that out.
They have Google.
Yeah, they
available.
Have Google. They have Wikipedia that they can
and
go to.
And you had
them.
A month.
Yeah, well, if you would have given us the questions,
I have
we could
a life.
you guys could have done some study. You could have looked
I
up
studied.
Some
I did
nothing.
Study.
You know what? My study was done 10, 12 years ago, sitting on my ass eating Cocoa Crisp and watching it. Or Ice Cream Jones cereal. That's what my studying was done.
Cookie Crisp.
That's all. It's all up here from when I was a kid. No new stuff.
No.
What do you think was going to say? Finish the line. He.
Man, well, I thought it was going to be.
They still would have figured that out.
No.
At least could have been something, I guess. You know, there was a. They went really deep on some things.
You guys are a bunch of vaginas.
They went really deep on a lot of things.
I don't look like a pussy on this one, my friend. I don't put myself out there. I know better.
Don't forget at 12 o'clock to see. Decaf singing karaoke.
Just crank that up for me.
I am. Is this for you, Murph?
Yeah.
I'm fighting till the end.
Dun, dun, dun.
I am the champion.
I know you don't play this shit.
I am the champion. But don't
you're not
the loser, because I am the champion
of the world.
See, I like the idea of the contest. I think we should limit it to a certain amount of cartoons. I think we should limit it next time to like 5 or 10 cartoons.
No, we'll never do another cartoon one. We'll do something else.
No,
physics.
Hold on a sec. Here.
You redeem yourselves?
I think Derek and I both need to redeem ourselves personally. I think we both were shit. I think if we each pick 2 specific cartoons and then you guys pick 1, and if all questions are going to come from those 5.
2 cartoons you guys think you guys know a lot.
Yeah.
Of. Okay.
We'll have to go strong with the G.I. Joe, the Transformers.
Yeah. See, I would go DuckTales. I would go DuckTales and Tailspin.
All right, so we'll do 4. Two you guys both knowing, 2 that you want each that you want
Pick one.
I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this offline time because unfortunately it's that time again. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Not really.
Spankwagon Radio. You know, and I'm so sorry, Trish, that you wasted your time on these questions, putting them together. I thank you for everyone who submitted the questions.
Yeah, you know what? First and foremost, everybody who was listening and submitted questions, you guys fucking rock. Thank you for putting
them. Yeah, absolutely.
No, it was really good questions. I had a good time. So, I'll work on it next time. I really totally forgot about it, though.
That's cool. No problem. Congratulations to Reverend Hammer and Clizzo for being the winning contestants who will get the prize pack.
Yeah, my man Clizzo.
We'll sort that out later.
We'll do it like this. We'll see if our listeners are willing to give you guys a second chance. We'll post it.
All right.
We'll beg for mercy.
Comic books. Do it on comic books and I'll dominate.
All right. Bunch of people to thank.
I got to thank
LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, Door for Mail Radio, Fox FM, KC Host, Radio XUK, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, and Trax Radio.
I know we ran a short of time. I just got to say what Verse said. Verse said limited to one group at one group like one of the above.
Okay, can you spell Transformers?
Bastards.
For 1,000,000 points.
Yeah, and don't forget Comic Oasis, 3121 North Rainbow Boulevard, and Becca Just and the ex-boyfriends. Check these guys out. They're pretty badass.
Awesome. Don't forget ComicOasis.com. Have you guys got your online store where people can order?
We're still hammering on it, man. Still hammering on it. But you know what you can order? You can come in the store and order stuff from Holly right then and there, right in her face.
She really likes when people get in her face.
Yes.
Especially you, huh?
Do it.
Oh, Jesus.
Obey the fist.
You don't point with that. You don't use the finger to point with, my friend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week. Derek, thanks for showing up. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
And everybody listening at home, peace out. Oh, wait.
Gummy bears here, there, and everywhere. You guys are a bunch of fucking squares. We are the gummy bears.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.